Hi there, thank you for holding this. My name is Paul, I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. Sarah wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service to, of course, answer any questions you have, but also, though, to apply a very reduced rate for your young company. Happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
So far, I'm going pretty good. I mean, my morning started out rough, as I was just talking to your nice lady that you have here.
Yeah.
I was lied to by a company, and
she put that in the note.
You that does advertising.
Oh, no, she put that in the notes. You're talking about the Angies and the home advisor. You were kind of misled as to how much your lead fees were going to be. They ended up being a lot more than you thought. It's unfortunate when I hear things like that. Now, obviously, our job is to, you know, I can't wear a black eye for that company. We have nothing at all to do with them, but I think I can help you get your phone ringing so you won't have to pay for leads or chase down those leads. One thing that you'll like about our service is the pricing is completely transparent. It is a fixed flat rate month to month. There's no long-term contracts. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges. There's no lead fees. So you always know in advance exactly how much it bills. It never changes, and it only bills once a month on the same day for that amount. So, you know, there's no surprises, no unpleasant surprises here. Even, you know, things like a website would be included at no additional cost. Tara did not attach a website. I know you've got a Facebook page.
Yes, we have Facebook, right? And we have Yahoo as of right now. I'm still working on trying to build a website. Like I said, I'm new at this.
Okay.
We just started out six months ago. We're trying to get everything in order. And most of our customers right now, we've gotten by word of mouth.
Right.
Yeah, because,
right.
I mean, we treat everyone's lawn like it's our own, I was telling her.
Yeah.
And we offer all kinds of packages in order to make the customer happy.
Yeah.
And there's either me or my brother on site. Now, there are three of us, and we have another person, but there's three of us that are always on one of the job. That way the customer doesn't have to talk to an employee. They get to talk directly to one of us, and we get to answer and offer them anything. This way they're not feeling like they're jumping through hoops.
Right. Yeah, and it's great that you do that because, of course, you can definitely speak with authority on any of the services that you offer, anything that those people may need. And it looks like you're doing quite a bit. I mean, obviously, you know, the lawn care, lawn maintenance, but it looks like you'll also kind of trim and even remove small trees. I mean, if everything's accurate here.
We do storm removal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we also do storm removal.
Right.
We offer fertilizing and bug plans. We maintain sprinklers.
And
we offer quite a bit.
Right. You do pressure washing?
Yes.
You do?
Yes, we do.
Right. So, I mean, we're looking to fill, obviously, the category of lawn care. You are not, though, going to be limited by keyword or search phrase. As long as the service that you provide, you can be found for those services, get calls for those services. And, of course, for every client you speak with, you can, you know, talk to them about other services, too, that they might not already know that you do. But even for power washing, you know, power washing, pressure washing, exterior surface cleaning, with the right optimization, you'll be able to pop up for those types of services. Now, website aside, the important thing is that your company is where people can find it, which is pretty much just the first page. I mean, most people don't go past the first page. So we'll make sure that you've got all the content that Google and Bing index when someone does a keyword search. It's actually almost 70 different destinations and directories, everything from a fully optimized Facebook page for your business, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta. Obviously, you've got the Facebook already, but you know, we'll create dozens and dozens of destinations and directories, all of them equally important to Google, known to the public or unknown. They all will be talking about your services and your service area and then linking back to that website. Now, you said that you're trying to build that yourself. I mean, how far along are you in that build, or would you want us to help you out with that?
Well, I'd have to talk that over with my brother, who's my partner,
mm-hmm.
and see what he would say about having you help us. But I'm only a quarter away in the beginning because it's not as easy as I thought it would be.
No, it's not. So what I would say then, and that's really why I'm asking, is if your website's going to be more than a week or so out, and you know, take your time building your website, of course, but we would want kind of a placeholder in the meantime. And I'd be willing to include, it's sometimes called a microsite. It's a landing page, a one-page website, still very detailed. Plenty of information. We can put before and after photos on there, talk about all your services, talk about your company. We can put testimonials on there. In fact, a lot of our clients do perfectly well with the landing page if it's on the first page. Now, some business owners go the wrong way. They spend thousands of dollars and wait several months for a web developer to build some fancy website. If it doesn't have the right off-page optimization, meaning if it's not backlinked to the destinations that Google trusts and indexes, I mean, even the nicest website can end up kind of the digital equivalent of a billboard on a dirt road. So, of course, our job is to make sure that your business pops up on the first page, whether we're promoting a landing page that we would do in the meantime for you or your website when it's completed. Now, I want to include the landing page at no additional cost, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you as long as we need to at no additional cost. And it will only take us about 3 or 4 business days to get that up and running from you. Of course, if you email us photos, we can put photos
that
on.
Actually sounds great.
Yeah, and you know, like I said, a lot of our clients do perfectly well with the landing page. They never even need a website. As long as you're on that first page, you can get phone calls. You know, I mean, it's kind of, it's that old football adage. You know, on any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. I'm not saying you're the worst, but, I mean, as a young company, once we get you on that playing field, which in this case, of course, is the first page of Google, once you're on that first page, you can compete with, win the job, even beat out a bigger, more established business. We just got to get you on that first page and get your phone ringing. Now, you did mention that one of the three of you is always on that job, so you've got a crew of guys, too, helping you out. I mean, you can certainly handle more business, right?
Yes, we do have a crew, but it's my two brothers and myself, and
okay.
Our older brother, I mean, he's just in it, he's kind of like the silent business partner, but me and my middle brother is the one that actually started the company, so.
Nice, fantastic. So keep in mind, it is designed for small companies. It's not meant to inundate you with more work than you can handle, but a steady stream of phone calls coming directly to you will allow you to kind of pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you. Of course, a lot of your work will be recurring work, but not all of it is. And whether it's a big job, a small job, recurring work, 15
seasonal,
jobs a
yeah,
month,
we,
seasonal,
we have seasonal.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we offer our services month to month, so there are no long-term contracts. You can pause it at any time if you get more work than you can take on. If you want to go on vacation, you can pause the service seasonally. As long as you're a happy, satisfied client using the service, though, you actually would qualify for reduced pricing. And although it would be kind of a promotional rate for a young company, it would not be an introductory rate. Like I said, no surprises. It will never balloon up on you. In fact, it would only ever be the exact amount, the fixed flat rate. Now, because you are a young company, I would want to, in this particular case, I'm actually going to reduce the cost by just a little bit over 50%, take $200 off the normal cost of the service, and bring it down from what would have otherwise been $399 a month to a fixed flat rate of exactly $199. Like I said, the landing page would be included at no additional cost, and of course you are going to get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. You'll know which clients found you from the local map itself, from individual directories, or from your website. Now, of course, most people will simply pick up the phone and call you directly. Everything has the click-to-call feature. If they do happen to fill out the contact form on the website, kind of tell you where they're located and what they want to have done, when they hope you can come out, When they do that, you will get a text message. You'll also get an email. So, Liz, you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you and whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website. It is still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. And then anything that they do type into that form will also repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting. So
let's do this.
Okay. The other thing I was going to get to, and I hope it doesn't make you change your mind, but there's normally a $299 setup fee to help us offset the cost of the directories that we'll create. Like I said, I'm going to include the website for you. I want to take almost two-thirds off of that setup fee, partly because you guys are a young company, but mostly because you got burned by Angie Leads, although I have nothing at all to do with that.
Oh, we got burned big time.
It sounds like it. Obviously, it's only been about, what, 6-7 months that it was called Angie Leads, kind of the combination of HomeAdvisor and Angie's List. But, I mean, I talked to business owners using HomeAdvisor for the 8 years of that existence, and even prior to that, it was called Service Magic. I remember talking to business owners that were using Service Magic. And you're not alone.
Yeah, I mean, they gave us a startup fee of $288.
Yep, that's what I hear.
And
all
then
the time.
They told us for each lead that we would get, each lead, he said, if they accept the contract, and in the words, he said, if they accept the contract, you would get an $8 charge. Well, I received a bill for $1,259.64 for leads that, hold on, it even gets better. Six of the people said they signed up by mistake, and we got charged for it.
Wow. Yeah, I've heard all manner of craziness with that. I mean, like people, you know, one guy said, I called the lead as soon as I got it. I mean, I hear all the time people say, oh, I've already scheduled with someone else, stop calling me, because the lead goes to six or eight of your competitors too. But this guy says, I called the lead as soon as I got
it. More than that.
And the guy, the guy told him, you know, the job's already been done. I don't know why you even got a lead. I mean, you know, if you're calling somebody and the job's already been done, I mean, obviously, I mean, you know, not to rub salt in any wound, but I know that the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, is actually investigating Angie's and HomeAdvisor for kind of fraudulently misrepresenting the quality of their leads. So, like I said, I'd love to talk to them. I've got nothing at all to do with them, but there's.
Oh, I'd love to talk to them, because let me tell you, that was such a load of bull, because when I received the bill, and that was just for, that was just for 15 leads, 15.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't get not a one contract out of them, not one.
And so they're obviously misrepresenting on a number of levels. Not only are you paying for the lead, whether you get the job or not, but those leads were a lot more expensive than you had originally thought. Now, you know, like I said...
Yeah, and if you think about it, if they're sending it to 10 people...
Right.
At 20... The one lead I know for a fact, the misrepresented lead was $27.75. She said she had 10 people call her.
Yeah.
10.
Yeah.
That's $275.75 that they're making off of all of us.
Yeah.
For no one to get the lead because it was misrepresented.
Right. And even, you know, even when it's a valid lead, I mean, especially for some of these other guys that do, you know, bigger jobs like, you know, home remodeling and things like that. I mean, a lot of the times it's just someone who's looking for an estimate. And even in your industry, you might be getting someone who, you know, their mower's getting old, their body's getting old, do they want to switch over to have someone do it this year or maybe not, and they're just kind of looking for an estimate. They don't necessarily know that people are paying good money for those leads. And like you said, even when no one gets the job, everybody still pays for that lead. So, you know, like I said, I can't wear a black eye for that company. We've got nothing at all to do with them. But I want to take $199 off of your one-time setup fee. Like I said, two-thirds of the setup fee, just wave it all together, help you a bit to offset the cost of what you spent. Obviously, my goal is to do right by your company and get your phone ringing. So instead of a $299 setup fee, it would just be a one-time $100 setup fee. And like I said, I'll take $200 off the monthly cost as well. Instead of $399, it'd be $199. So It's just $2.99 out the door. Every month moving forward is $1.99. Those are exact amounts. In fact, before I can even ask you for a form of payment, I have to read a voice verification that gets recorded through the computer that outlines your service agreement. It gets recorded and attaches to your account so you know that it is a fixed flat rate, that there's no hidden taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. It only bills once a month for the exact amount so you know going in what to expect. And like I said, it's for performance based on our end. We got to keep your phone ringing. You are going to get the detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how successful the program is. Now, keep in mind, Liz, the tracking system, that information updates in very near real time. We call it your client dashboard. A lot of our clients go on it at least once a day, some even more than once a day, but obviously it's there for you to use as you see fit. Some of our clients, unfortunately, I think, never use it. You know, they just ask someone who's never called them before, hey, how did you find me? They say, oh, I saw your website, I saw you on Google. That's enough for some people, but you are going to get that detailed reporting. Now, the one thing I wanted to ask you from the beginning is I did notice the LLC as part of the branding, even on the Facebook page, Renegade Lawn Care LLC. So you certainly want the LLC to continue to be branding your business as part of the name.
Yes.
Perfect. And it looks like the phone number that we are speaking on, that is also the number on the Facebook page. So it's the number that you want your customers to call. And Liz, is it also
yes.
the best, it's the best number also for us to reach you regarding the account?
No, I can give you an additional phone number to reach me.
Perfect. What is that number?
239
292 Okay.
3914.
Okay, so I've got 239-292-3914, and this is just really for us to contact you, for us to use internally, not to promote for the business. The 5824 number is the business number, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Now, I do have a question for you. You said that you're going to go ahead and you're going to build us a website. Are you going to need anything for me, or can you take the flyer and the business card and everything that we're showing on Facebook and that? Or are you going to build something separate?
We'll take the information that you have on the Facebook page, even photos off of the Facebook page, but there is still going to be some I's and T's that we're going to want to dot and cross. We're going to do what's called a client interview. It's going to take about 25 or 30 minutes, and we're going to want to know things like the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement
okay.
if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., unique about your business.
Beautiful.
If you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. And again, of course, we'll ask you to be very specific about the services you want to provide and where you want to provide those services. And then we'll ask you to email us those photos. We can pull them right off of your Facebook page if you want us to use those photos there, but we can also use additional photos.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, not only is the initial construction included, but the hosting, maintenance, and updating of that website would be included as well. So if you want, you can take new photos or videos even of new jobs we send you, and we can always add that to your website later on. No additional cost.
That'll be beautiful.
All right.
Awesome.
I wanted to ask you, though, because I did see it on, and it's only on the Angie's, the Home Advisor, a physical address. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, you are, of course, service-based, so you go out to the customer. No one really ever does come to you. There's no physical
correct.
Address for us to promote, because I did see the 2501 30-
Well, the business address right now, the 2501 32nd mm-hmm. Street Southwest, that mm-hmm. is where we are out of right now.
Okay.
That is the business location.
Gotcha.
We don't have clients come to us. We
okay.
go to the clients to make
perfect.
It easier on them.
Right, right. So you receive your mail there, but you don't receive clients there. And you know, Google knows
correct.
That Google knows most service-based businesses are actually run from the home, and even if that's a shop or, you know, if it was a small office, since you don't see customers.
Well, there's a shop out back my house.
Gotcha. Hey, you know, that's how most service-based businesses operate. And even if it were an outside office where you did your paperwork, if you didn't see customers come to you, Google wouldn't want to list that address. They don't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you do, especially if you're out in the field most of the day. So, you know, you're just going to be listed city Indian state, not even a zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. And then I did want to ask you, because I see it on the Facebook page. I mean, there's a couple of different, looks like business cards and things like that. The email address, and this, again, is really more for us to use to contact you regarding your account, but Renegade SWFL for Southwest Florida at yahoo.com, is that kind of the email address that you're using? You all have access to it?
Yes, sir. That's what we're using. Yes, okay. Sir.
Perfect. So we'll have that as the email address. And then I did, let me see. I wanted to ask you, because I know that you said you started to build a website. Do you already have a domain that you're working on? And did you want us to use it?
I'm actually building it, and I was trying to find a platform to put it on.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm only a quarter, not even a quarter way of building, because I've researched it, and everything wants something different.
Yeah.
So like I said, I'm new to this. I've never done this myself, and I didn't want to pay somebody to build it for me and then get charged an arm and a leg.
Right, yeah, and that's completely understandable. And, you know, we will get a domain for you. When we do that client interview, we're going to give you a couple of different options. I mean, obviously, if you want Renegade Lawn Care or RenegadeLawnCareLLC.com and things like that, we'll have our technician go over what's available there, and then we'll get the domain for you. We'll start building that website right away, and it usually only takes us 3, 4, maybe 5 business days for us to. And I would think that would probably be the case here. Like I said, we'll start pulling photos off of that Facebook page already. And then, Liz, what is your last name?
Munz. M as in Mary, U as in uniform, N as in Nancy, Z as in zebra.
Gotcha. Okay. And then, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I will do a couple of things. One, I will take a look at that client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call with our technician, and then I will read the voice verification that is required of me. Like I said, it does get
the
recorded.
Only other thing...
Okay.
The only other thing I'd want to ask from you is I'd like a phone number that I'm able to contact somebody and talk to someone.
Sure.
This way I'm not having to jump through 9,000 hoops like I did with Angie's leads, which, like I said, I'm very not happy with.
Yeah.
Because I tried calling the guy back that set it all up that lied to me. And here I ended up getting somebody else, and then I had to get transferred, and then he had to transfer me to somebody else.
My goodness.
And I was... very frustrated.
Yes, yeah, I imagine. Yeah, it's actually built into the voice verification, but I'm going to send it out to you right now. I'm just going to text you my toll-free number right now. And you are on a smartphone, right? You can receive a text message?
Yes, sir, yes.
Okay, perfect, yeah. Like I said, most people are going to call you directly, and if they're filling out the contact form on your website, you'll get a text message, and you'll also get the email. So I just send it out to you by text message, and it is included in the voice verification as well. Like I said, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if it all makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there and schedule your follow-up call with our technician. Okay? So give me just a quick second here to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online?
Renegade Lawn Care, LLC.
Okay, and that is exactly how I have that. And then, Liz, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name's Liz Munz. I am part owner and manager for Renegade Lawn Care.
Perfect. And then as the part owner and manager of Renegade Lawn Care, LLC, Liz, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the company, right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
And then for the billing information, Liz, that you will be using for our services, Ms. Munz, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, as you might well imagine, Liz, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that people who need your services are able to contact you directly, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Liz, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, I agree.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason that we ask is all of the additional content that we will be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. Now, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. Liz, we're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate and consistent. That's fair enough, right?
Yes, I agree to that.
Perfect. We will do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website. We'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost, waiving the cost of the setup of the website, reducing the cost of the setup fee, reducing the cost of the service itself, and of course with this being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 13th of June, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $299.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 13th of the month at the further reduced rate of $199.00. Once again, Liz, this is very important. That $199 is an exact amount. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees whatsoever. Of course, the calls come directly to you. That is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, so it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page, Liz, is also included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. The service is offered completely at will, which means if at any time, for any reason, if you choose to, you can absolutely discontinue the agreement. No questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on an extended vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Liz, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Ms. Munns, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Liz, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And I did already give you that toll-free number by text message. It's 877-635-6225. It's option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent, and you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can email 24/7, of course, if you email during outside of work hours. We will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com, and you'll receive all of that information by way of email through our automated system in just a couple of minutes here. And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
And is it your name on
Visa.
The card? Is it your name? The
it would be
name,
under Michael's.
Michael.
It'd be under Michael's is the main name on the card.
M-I-C-H-A-E-L?
M-I-C-H-A-E-L.
Okay,
Munz. M-U-N-Z.
perfect. And then you said it was a Visa card. Should start with a 4, as they all do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
4270.
Mm-hmm.
8800.
Okay.
8831.
Mm-hmm.
0966. Expiration is 12 of 25.
12 of 25. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
Hang on 1 second. Let me flip it. Oh, I just dropped the card. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay.
405.
405.
So sorry.
So I've got 405. I've got 405 on the back of that card. And then 12 or December of 2025, the expiration. And then, Liz, the card itself was at 4270-8800-8831-0966.
Correct.
And does that bill at the 250132nd Street Southwest, 3397?
No, it bills, we have to change it. We haven't changed it just yet. It bills at 2118.
Mm-hmm.
Northeast, 22nd Place,
okay.
Cape Coral, Florida, 33909.
33909, okay. In about a minute here, you'll receive that confirmation email through our automated system. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Now, there will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification. It is, of course, provided for you in writing. You will receive that link also by direct text message. And depending on who your phone carrier is, since our emails get sent out in bulk every couple of minutes.
Verizon.
Yeah, okay. So you might even receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one
okay.
or the other, just let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. And then the only other order of business here, looks like my system is a little slow at the moment. Okay, there we go. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. We do schedule by the hour. The call itself does take about 25 or 30 minutes. Let me pull up that calendar. So we do try to get our client interviews done as quickly as we can, same day if possible, and that's why towards the end of the day, we do often get booked out, which we are unofficially anyway booked out right now. I know that we do have a new client interview technician who is almost 100% up to speed. She just doesn't have her own calendar yet. So I know we had a meeting last week saying that we can, if we let them know ahead of time, almost always get an additional one scheduled. But I can either try to find out if we can squeeze you in this afternoon, or we can do something as early as 10 o'clock tomorrow, and, well, tomorrow's pretty much wide open. Anywhere really between 10 and 6 o'clock, we can schedule that follow-up call. Or did you want me to see if we might be able to fit an extra one in today? Looks like maybe just the
one. It's fine. You can do it at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay. That way we can get it scheduled right away. They usually respond, you know, within 5 minutes or so, but in this case, we'll schedule it from 10 to 11. It's a one-hour window. The call takes about half that time. So it's going to get to you probably a few minutes after 10, get you off the phone pretty close to 10:30. Like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer. You can even be working, what have you, as long as you can carry on that conversation. Just kind of the basic things that I mentioned earlier, couple of other things as well. And then you'll receive a reminder email an hour prior. So at 9, you'll receive a reminder email through our automated system. And I'm going to send you also right now a calendar invite to that email address we have on file. Now, the calendar invite is really more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. Liz, it's going to say local/CIENG on there. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Now, did you receive either the text message or the...
I received an email.
You received the email.
So I received the text... I received the text message saying thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Okay. it should allow you to click or open up the link to the written terms and conditions. I know the email has the invoice at the bottom, and then in the body of it, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And if you open that up, it says local / terms of experience, talking about the services that we'll provide, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Is that what you see?
I'm waiting for it to pull up.
Okay. Okay, and just let me know when it does. Let me see if I can get our client interview technician a bit of a head start. Do you want to be listed Monday through Saturday, Monday through Sunday?
Monday through Saturday, we are open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. We will take calls until 8 p.m. at night.
Gotcha.
But, I mean, for those people that have to work, we try to accommodate.
Okay.
For them that, you know, have to work a Monday through Friday job, that's why we also do Saturdays.
Okay.
And we do, you know, like, I'll answer my phone till late at night, but normally our close of business is at 6.
At 6, okay, gotcha. That's fair.
Yeah. And it's not pulled, why is it not pulling up?
Sometimes you have to refresh it, but it seems like our system should have sent it out to you. It does send a welcome email. It sends the initial invoice email. And then the invoice email is what actually triggers the text message.
There goes. It's finally pulling up.
Love technology. Can't live with it, can't live without it. So if you've got it open, again, it's the local / terms of experience, the services listed on the left-hand side, starting with the Google Business Profile Optimization. We will, of course, mirror the content on Bing as well, the other major search engine. It's pretty close to 9 out of 10 using Google and 1 out of 10 using Bing. Most people using Bing are using it on their smartphone, but like I said, any device that accesses the internet, laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC, even vehicles with internet access, voice-activated searches, your company will pop up when people are looking for services you provide, as long as they're in that service area. The directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is almost 70 different destinations and directories. The landing page is included. Like I said, we're going to build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no additional cost. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll down towards the bottom, if you've got this one open, you should see a long line at the bottom of the page that goes all
yes,
the way across.
That needs my signature, and
yeah.
I need to check a box that says I confirm,
sure,
and I'm doing
correct.
That as we speak.
Okay, and it is case sensitive, and of course appropriate spacing. If you copy and paste it, just be careful not to copy a space before it or after. But once you've got your name in the box, hit the confirm signature box below it. Liz, that does a couple of things. First of all, it does, of course, let us know that you know that it's the fixed rate, that we've reduced both the setup fee and the subscription cost, that we're including the website for you, etc. It does also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and also to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there for your business is accurate, and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. Now, you'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. When you get to that next screen, just let me know.
Okay. I'm waiting for it to load. I clicked my signature, and I'm just waiting for it to go through.
Really? Okay. So as long as you clicked on the box above that line and then put Liz Munns with, you know, of course, appropriate spacing and...
There it goes. It's loading. It's just taking a minute.
That's okay. you know, we all get slow, and unfortunately, like, when we get slow, we take a nap or drink some coffee, but when our technology gets slow, we just kind of have to wait, wait for it to work. But if you're seeing, where it says username and password, you know that you've got that part done already, and that's really all I'm asking you to do
yep.
right now. The system, though, is thinking that you're trying to access your tracking system. That, came from my.localsplash.com, which again is, the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. The automated system thinks you're trying to do it right now, so it's asking you to log in. The username, I can give you the username, but there's no password set up just yet. I think if you were to put in a password, it would give you an error
message. Okay, yeah, it's asking for username and a password.
Okay, so again, like I said, you don't have to do it right now. If you try doing it, it's probably going to give you an error message because it's trying to get you to log into your tracking system, and that hasn't been created yet. We'll get that started with the client interview tomorrow. The username, though, is
okay.
the phone number that we're speaking on. So it's the business number. The area code included,
okay.
but no dashes or spaces or parentheses. So just the 239-318-5824. That will always be the username for your account. In a day or so, once your client interview is your client dashboard is activated, we'll officially text you out and email you your username and the default password. Once you log into your account, you can change that default password if you like. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. It is going to be one of our client interview technicians giving you that follow-up call tomorrow. And again, that call is scheduled right at 10 a.m. She gets you a few minutes after 10, gets off the phone pretty close to 10:30. I'm sending you that calendar invite now. It's going to have, again, localsplash.ceing, then it's got your username, your name, and then that phone number. Let me see if it's your phone number. Why is it missing one?
Yeah, I have local. I have another message that came through. It says Local Splash welcomes. If you have any questions,
okay.
please feel free to call and contact us. And then it said Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. PST.
Perfect.
Or email.
Yes. Yes, yeah, our system sends out a few things all at once, so I'm glad you got that information. And then, like I said, the client interview is scheduled for tomorrow at 10, and you're all set, you're all squared away. I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get this going for you, looking forward to getting your website out there. The other thing, that's what I wanted to ask you. You've got this great-looking Facebook page, and if you like, we can have the Facebook icon and a clickable link to your Facebook page right on your website.
That'd be perfect.
Okay, perfect. Gotcha.
That'd be perfect.
Sure. Wonderful. I'll make sure that we do that, and I'll put that in the notes here. Other than that, you have a wonderful rest of the day. Real pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, too. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
I will. Bye-bye. Thanks again.